Word of God. And if you want to take your Bibles and go to 1 John chapter 5, we'll get there in a moment. But I want to share with you tonight, I titled, Experiencing God's Greatest Victory. Now, there have been many crucial and life-changing victories throughout the history of man. Thousands of things have gone on where man in conflict, in change, where be it military victories, be it new discoveries in medicine, victories by way of new inventions, labor-saving devices, maybe victories in developing free democratic nations. There's a lot of victories that have been experienced through the history of man. And I'm sure each one of us have celebrated various victories in our life. I got to think some of you guys might have won a little trophy at Little League, or maybe in high school playing sports, or maybe later on in life you've had great successes and victories in your business, in your relationships, in social matters, and other endeavors. So I think we all cherish victories in our life. But there is one victory given to you as a child of God, a Christian, a born-again one, that makes all other victories pale. And I'd like for you to go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, our believing. You know, those who are born again of God's Spirit have overcome the world. They have believed unto salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, the Word of Christ. And because of the Word of God believed, people are born again of God's Spirit. They have salvation. They have Christ in them. And they are truly born of God. And if you're born of God, it says you are overcomers of the world. Now that's quite a victory. That is a victory that overcomes the world. All we needed to do was believe God's word, get born again, get into the family, and we have experienced the greatest victory of all time. Now, I tell you what, a lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian, I believe, but they go ahead and live their life in a very worldly manner. And it's, I wonder if they realize the victory they have in Christ, the victory they have in overcoming the world because they are a son or a daughter of God. Have they really experienced God's greatest victory, which is you being born again of God's Spirit? Man, when you're born again of God's Spirit, you go from eternal death to eternal life. I mean, when you think about that, that's got to be the greatest victory you could ever experience. Let's look at verse 1 in this chapter 5. Whoso believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. You know, as I said before, I believe the greatest victory a person can experience is being born again, saved, born from above. Our faith or our believing in God's word gives us this new birth, an eternal life, a Christ in us, filled with Holy Spirit. A lifestyle that is most awesome than any other victory. So what is it to be born of God or be begotten of him, as it says in verse 1? Well, I'd like to share a little Greek with you. And the Greek word for begotten and born here in these verses that I've shared with you, verse 1 and 5, is henneo, or hennea, depending on the noun or verb form. And I'm looking at a Strong's Concordance, and this is 1080 in the Strong's Concordance, and it's to beget, procreate, a descendant, produce offspring, be born, be begotten. It's translated some 97 times, and it is translated born 41 times, and to father 37 times. And then to bear children, or become a father, or give birth, or produce, several other times, other words used. But this Greek word is kind of neat, because think about it. Henneo, it's where the letter we would see is G, geneo, we might pronounce it like that. But it's where we get the English word genes, or genus, comes from this Greek word. Generation, gender, genetics. And what about the first book of the Bible? What book is that? Genesis, which literally means birth. You know, it's the birth of life in the beginning there. And it's used in Matthew where they list out the begots, where Abraham begot Isaac and Isaac begot Jacob and Jacob begot Judah and on and on and on. The word begot there is from this same Greek word here. So it's to be born into the family, which is a great reality. You are totally and wholly His. You are born in His family. God's family as a child is born in a family. That's quite a victory. Quite a victory. Because you're in God's family. You know, I know some people maybe are born into very difficult families. Have a rough life, very difficult, or they may be born into in different countries and different cultures, and you know, so many people in our world are grow up poor and needy. We could have been born into those families, but what really counts is that we remember that we're born into God's family. Now, do you remember Nicodemus when he talked to Jesus? In the Gospel of John, if you want to go there, John chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This guy was one of the head leaders of the Jews. And he comes to Jesus, and he's got a question. Now, he comes at night, doesn't he? Verse 2 says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, here's Nicodemus. He hears that he needs to be born again. So how does he figure this out? Well, verse 4 says, Nicodemus said unto him, he said to Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now that's a mind picture for me, I tell you. Good question. Good question. How could he be born again, get into the mother's womb and have another birth? Well, Jesus explains it. He answered, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So obviously to be born of the Spirit gets you in the kingdom of God. And when he talks about except the man be born of water, he must be talking about the natural birth, because that's what Nicodemus was talking about. And then he later explains flesh is
flesh.
But as Jesus did explain, he said, you got the those that are born of water, natural birth, and of the Spirit. And being born of the Spirit is what really counts. So as a believer, as a person confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they believe that they are born again. They receive Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit. And there is no greater victory that could be experienced than getting born again, being a child of God, being filled with Holy Spirit. Man, you think about what it means to be a Christian. Again, I think so many Christians today, it's just like having a little name tag. Hey, I'm a Christian. Of course, most of the time they put their name tags under their shirt so nobody sees it because they're a little maybe embarrassed to talk about religious matters. But man, oh man, for us, experiencing the victory of the new birth, we should be shouting it to the heavens. Hey, I'm born again of God's Spirit. You want to get born again? Let me help you out here. What a victory we can have in our life and experience it as we walk by the Spirit. I tell you what, this victory we have in the new birth is greater than winning the Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Championship, gold medals at the Olympics, you name it. It is greater than all the victories of military conquest, science, medical achievements, greater than the Nobel Prize. It's the best to experience the victory that we have in Christ within the new birth. It is your personal victory that you are taken from death unto eternal life. We should cherish this victory. We should celebrate this victory. We should praise our Heavenly Father moment by moment, all the time, for allowing us to be in His family, to experience this victory of eternal life. Wow. Well, I'd like for you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you would. Perhaps one of the greatest experiences of this victory that we will have in the future is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll start in verse 51. And this is part of the new birth realities. This is part of being born again of God's Spirit, because it's
1551.
When we are changed from our old flesh body into a new spiritual body. Let's read about it. Chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We're not going to be chained. We're unchained. But we're going to be changed. All right? A new body. Next verse, 52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Again, repeats this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in what?
Victory.
Amen. Death is swallowed up in victory. Man's greatest fear is death. But we have the greatest victory over that death, eternal life. Now we may fall asleep or die, but all it is to God is we may fall asleep, But it's like falling asleep if we do die, because the next moment, awakening moment, will be face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have the hope of Christ's return. We will be changed. What a victory we have now and in the future. Wow. Oh, death, verse 55, where is thy sting, O grave? Where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, wow. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to encourage you to experience that victory in your life. In recognizing that you are a son of God, a child of God, see it bigger than just a title or a name. See it as a living reality, day by day, that you're his kids. And at any moment, Christ is coming back. Woo!
Uh-huh.
Well, how do we live this victory until Christ does come back? Well, what about verse 58? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, what do we do until Christ comes back? How do we live this victorious experience of being a son of God, a child of God? Well, we stay steadfast. We don't get budge. We don't move on it. We say who we are. Who are you? I'm a son of God with power. I've got Christ in me. And we always abound to the work of the Lord. God's got some great work for us to do out there. And as we fellowship with him, he'll tell us what he wants us to do. And we each have certain skills and abilities that he knows, and he'll have us do the very best things that will bless our lives. So live and experience the victory that you have in the new birth. Praise him. Be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. And in Philippians, I believe it is, chapter 2, it talks about holding forth the words of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. That's another great thing we want to continue to do. So I trust you got the point tonight, is to really experience the victory that you have in the new birth, who you are in Christ, and live it to its fullest. Be so blessed that you can't help but share it to others, or others will see how blessed you are, and they'll ask you, and you have the opportunity to share it with them. So, amen, huh? Heavenly Father, thank you for these realities in our life, that we can embrace them and recognize how much you've loved us, and we can live this wonderful, beautiful lifestyle of being your very own, being your kids, your child. Thank you for doing this, Father. Thank you that we just have life so sewed up now and in the future. So we love you, Father, and thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.